Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the world, and certainly it was fascinating as we listened to certainly the results of the debate, the presidential debate last week. Of course, Ron Paul participated along with all the other Republican candidates, and CNN took an independent poll to see who won. Ron Paul got over 85% of the CNN poll, independent poll, with over 2,500 people participating, and certainly not a word of that in the major media. Yes, there were a few articles on the internet totally blacked out. In fact, if you listen or read the regular media, they tell you the race is really between Perry and Romney, and nobody wants either one of them. The people, certainly, who hear their debates watch Ron Paul because he has a great deal to say. But, of course, this is not allowed to be in the regular media. The media is controlled, ladies and gentlemen. The media is controlled, and they're blacking out Congressman Ron Paul because, of course, he's the only one. Well, Michelle Duckman makes a pretty good case for the Constitution and a very lovely person. I've known her for many, many years. And if Ron Paul wasn't running, why, who knows, probably I would be backing her. But certainly with Ron Paul running, he expresses the conservative or libertarian philosophy very, very well, and yet he's totally blocked out by the controlled media. And that's the great tragedy of today, ladies and gentlemen, is the media is controlled. We're not getting the truth, and it's time that the American people understood that and just turn off the radio, and unless you, of course, want to see what the enemy is doing, and turn off the television, unless you want to see what the enemies of freedom doing, and listen to internet, and listen to Joyce, and listen to Alex, and listen to myself, and John Loeffler, and listen to our other friends who are out there who have the information, who are trying to get it out. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, the media is controlled, and we're fortunate to have the voice that we do, and certainly we have a number of stations. They have a new station in Southern California that's going to be pulling this KMET, getting into Riverside, Palm Springs. The other, they'll be getting that program every afternoon, a replay of this program. We need to get the American people to hear the truth. And so basically that's what we do as we certainly go from from state to state, picking up stations wherever we can afford to. And hopefully, if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Well, so we know that certainly Bob Chapman is on the line there, and we're going to hope to have him with us very, very shortly. But I think it's vitally important that people understand that the world financial system is beginning just to begin to fall apart. Certainly, we know that, for instance, in France, why many of the major French banks, they're talking about writing down their economic status, their economic rating this month, because so many of them have made massive loans to Greece, and those loans will never be repaid. And as a result, of course, there's a very good chance that those banks will go under. Banks throughout the world have extended themselves. Instead of being logical and using limited loans, maybe 10 to 1, some of the banks have been loaning $20 for every dollar on deposit, $30, $40, $50. Some were loaning $70 for every dollar they have on deposit. A recipe for disaster, and when they got into trouble, why the Federal Reserve System suddenly bail them out with our money, and those banks are allowed to borrow money from the Federal Reserve at zero interest and then lend it back to the government at certainly at 2.5% interest. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and we've got Bob Chapman on the line. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
Well, pretty good. Pretty good.
Are we just talking about the, apparently a lot of those banks over in France, I mean, the biggest one.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
But the trouble is that their leaders, the people who lead their political parties, people like Mrs. Merkel, who is basically a Marxist, she's the premier over there, supposedly leading the conservative groups and the other people. It's just like it is in America, where both political parties are controlled by exactly the same people. And it doesn't matter what the people in the United States want. The leaders, the people who control the leadership of both political parties, got to do what they want. And their goal is world government. And pretty much the same thing is going on over in Germany, certainly in Europe. The German people do not want the European Union, but it doesn't matter what the people want. I mean, you get rid of Mrs. Merkel, you're going to get the other side in, and they'll go right along with the globalist agenda. And anybody who doesn't, well, they'll probably be involved in an airplane crash or something like that. Happens over and over again. One of these days, maybe the American people will wake up and understand we're dealing with very nasty people who have an agenda. And that is the destruction of national sovereignty. And, of course, that's the implementation of this one world government, the one world religion, the one world leader. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, I think you're correct. And you and I have sat through this evolutionary process in Washington since the 1950s. And, of course, Germany was what you might call supplicant, inasmuch as they had lost the war and they could force just about anything on them. Those days are gone. It's been a long, long time since that war. And they're not going to stand for it anymore. I mean, the people today had nothing to do with that. And so what they're saying is, look, it's over. We paid enough. And that's their attitude. And I think others in Holland and Finland feel the same way. And some in Austria, a handful in France, so to speak. But I think that's what's going to end up happening. And, you know, from our point of view, it's excellent.
Well, I would think so. But, of course, what most people don't understand is we are still occupying Germany. We still have our troops in Germany. And what are we, 60 years after, 50 years anyway, after the war ended? Basically, what are we talking about? 65 years after the Second World War ended, we still have our troops occupying Germany and South Korea and Japan and a good deal of the other countries over there in Europe. These are occupation troops, ladies and gentlemen. People don't understand America has an empire. And, of course, our leaders are using our military to bring about this world government. Everybody thinks we're defending ourselves against the communists. Are we defending ourselves against the terrorists? Who are we defending ourselves against? And, of course, so much of the terrorist activity is actually created and carried out by agent provocateurs who are obviously getting a great deal of money from somebody to commit acts of terrorism to convince the American people that we're involved in a war on terrorism. But anyway, Bob, Sydney, let's talk about what's going on financially. Let our listeners know our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly the economy over in Europe really is not doing very well, is it? What do you think is going to happen? Certainly you've talked a great deal. You've done a lot of radio broadcasts over there in Greece. And you've told the Greek people that they ought to simply just default on their loans and go out on their own and get their own house of cards back in order rather than go into many decades of servitude to the bankers. What sort of response are we getting from the people there in Greece? Are they ready to rise up and say, look, our government is controlled by the Bilderbergers, our government's controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness. We're not going to put up with it because you have a fraudulent electoral process here. What's the feeling there among the people as far as you can tell?
Well, there's great animosity, particularly toward the communist who's running the country. Papandreou, his father was a communist before him in the mid-80s. He probably stole more money from the Greek people than anybody in history, politically. And these are the kind of people that work closely with the Bilderbergers. They are members of the Illuminati. And there's about 50, you know, really top Bilderberger people who live in Greece, and they don't pay any taxes either, incidentally. And the people all know this. They've tolerated it. And I think what's going to happen is that they're not going to take it anymore. And today, I haven't seen the results of the 500,000-person demonstration in particular regard to the taxi drivers, of which there's 200,000 protesting. The taxi medallion in Greece is worth the price of a house. And the same thing exists in New York City. And they want to take them away from them with no compensation and then give the taxi business to a German consortium. And, of course, everybody at the top will get paid off. And these people are not going to back down. And I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't a coup by the military to stop excessive bloodshed. And the government will have to flee the country. And I think that's what's going to happen. And it's good. The people who are in the military, they don't want to run the country. They just don't want wanton violence, and so they'll back the people, and I think the opposition parties will have an election and be elected. I think some of the politicians are going to get themselves killed, and I think the failure of the Greek government and the default will come maybe by the end of September. But it could take several months more. The guess is a hard one. And once they go, Ireland, Portugal, Belgium, Spain and Italy will say, well, why should we pay our bills off? Nobody else did. And so they'll all do it. And all the banks, for sure, will be insolvent. And the losses that will be taken by the sovereign governments, particularly Germany, will be very high. And they'll have to print money in order to stay afloat, all of them. And but the banks are all going under. 2 weeks ago, we talked on this program about Lord Rothschild stepping in to put money into SOGEN, which is Société Générale, which is one of the banks you spoke of. And he didn't do that because he wanted to. And he was keeping the bank afloat. They've got some terrifically large loans to all of those six members. You know, they figured that we can either collateralize the loans or we can get the people to pay them off for us, whether it's in Greece or whatever. In other words, monetize the loans. And in that process, they expected to come out without having terrible damage and going under. And that can't happen now. They've got to go under.
Well, now, what if the European banks start having problems? Won't we have real problems here? Because my understanding is that many of our banks are heavily invested into European banks, lent them a lot of money. There are many of our pension funds, many of our, certainly our money market funds, and many of our insurance funds, company funds are invested in those European banks because they thought that they'd get a good return. What were the implications for the United States if the European banks really should start going down?
Well, you pretty well described it, and the figure for the money center banks in New York for the CDS, the credit default swaps that they sold to European banks, it covered a part of any losses that would come in those six ailing countries. That runs about $150 billion, but I'm only guessing.
Well, now, basically, as the CDS, credit default swaps, very similar to a derivative, in other words, sort of like an insurance policy, only you don't have any money behind the insurance policy, and you just hope you never have to pay off?
Exactly.
Okay. So I think
That number, I think, I'm guessing, is $150 billion, and then we have all the characters that you just described. What's their number? Probably 300 billion or more. It's hard to say. But if I had to put a figure on it, it'd be 500. So they're offside at least 800 billion. And so the banks and money market funds and pension funds are going to take some horrible losses. And they think that, you know, the governments can pull it out. And they can't. That's why Germany right now is making contingency plans to save its banks, because they know Greece is going under and the rest will go under. And they want to make sure that their banks are still operating, even if the German people have to pay for it. But they're not going to bail anybody else out, which means the Eurozone will fall apart and probably the European Union.
Well, because they're going to try to turn to the Fed. After all, the Fed gave something like, $16 trillion, you know, back in 2008 and 2009, and a lot of that money went to Europe to actually bail out the European banks. Can they do that again and again and again?
Well, we'll have to print the money, monetize it.
Was that
their inflation rates will go ballistic.
I mean, that would just have a devastating effect upon our own economy. People have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, there's no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch its currency. And that's exactly what the Federal Reserve System is doing today. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you got a question, give us a call. Okay, Bob, we'll go right ahead. Well, Sydney, are we heading towards a climax this year? Do you think it'll be next year or the year after that? What are your thoughts? Any idea on the timing of what these things, Sydney?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Even get to $25,000 an ounce for gold, but this would be, of course, as our currency is simply has its value destroyed. Certainly, all of these things lie ahead as we see the destruction of the value of our currency. And, of course, the people on the other side know exactly what's happening. That's why they have accumulated gold, why countries throughout the world are accumulating gold, why Mexico recently bought 100 tons of gold. That's a lot of gold. And certainly countries throughout the world, their central banks are buying gold because they know the whole fiat money system is coming down, and you better understand that as well. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Rich calling from Aromas with a question for Bob. Rich, go ahead and ask Bob the question.
Grandpa Liberty and Bob Chapman are the two best people in the world. Bob, you always say, and Grandpa Liberty always says, that history repeats itself. In 1929, first we had the first skirmish in September, and the stock market took a dive, and then it came back up, and then, of course, it took the first big leap in 1929 in October. Do you think that's going to happen to us next month?
Well, I think the market's going to correct. How deeply remains to be seen, because it's legal today for the United States government to manipulate markets. And that was not so in 1929 and 30. So one would have to expect that there probably could be sharp downturns, but the participation of government in the market would tend to make the downward flow of, let's say, the Dow Jones Industrial Average act like a saucer in water, where it goes back and forth as it heads to, say, the bottom of the sink or whatever. And it's sort of a ladling motion. And it could take several years for that to happen. But I don't see a big nosedive from 12,000 to 6,000. I just don't see it. Because you've got to understand the power that they have in the money, in the market. And they've got a lot of money that they can create to manipulate the market. And, of course, while all that goes on, inflation goes ballistic, and that's what brings on hyperinflation. And it's going to happen in most countries, not all of them, and some will only suffer half as much as the U.S. and Europe and England will, but it's not going to be nice financially. And the people who come out the other side who have gold and silver-related assets are going to be the entrepreneurs of the future, because they're going to hold all the wealth. We're going to have a very small percentage of people, perhaps 15%, who hold most of the wealth. The reason why is the people with wealth are going to lose it. Why are they going to lose it? The people are going to discover what they've done, and they're going to bring these people through civil court, confiscate their assets, and in some cases, people will be tried for treason and probably hung. And there's plenty of them. And so that reckoning is coming, and it's going to be an enormous change in the control of money, government, society, than what we have now.
Well, okay, anything else, Rich?
Yeah, that was the middle of last week. George Norrie had Stephen Quayle on, and I really like him. He's pretty good. And he's saying that 1 year from now, gold will be 6,000 an ounce. And so I used to laugh at him, poo-poo him, but you know what? This guy's been pretty doggone right, and so have you guys. But anyways, I just encourage the audience to listen to you guys like me and my family have, and we really took the plunge of faith and listen to you guys, and we're doing just fine. We've been putting more into supplies and food lately instead of metal. But, Grandpa, we support you. You know, me and my family support you. And you guys need more support so you can get the message out. The bottom line is Ron Paul is doing better. Rick Perry did grab his wrist last week and shook his finger in his face. And I don't know why Rand Paul didn't call up Perry and say, if you ever lay a hand on my dad ever again, I'll kick your you-know-what.
Well, that is not the way we're going to get this. This is a battle of ideas, and certainly I think that Perry shows he's a little unstable when he reacts like that. Hey, thanks very much for calling, Rich. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Give us a call.
The This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Money frantically. Remember, it took us almost 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in deficits. Certainly Barack Obama has accumulated about $4 trillion in deficits during the last 3 years of his first 3 years of his presidency. Understand that they have put out all of this massive amount of money. There's no way it'll ever be paid off. Everybody knows that, and this is simply a beginning, and this is going to continue and going to continue to accelerate, and this is what always happens when you have a fiat money system. There's no incidents in all history where a nation has gone into a fiat money system where it's not eventually destroyed the value of the currency, and there's no better way to destroy a great nation than to destroy the currency and impoverish the people and steal from them all of their life savings and the value of their pension funds and the value of their insurance policies and their annuities and their stocks and bonds. But understand what's happening and you may be able, of course, to preserve at least part of your wealth. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Eric calling from Michigan, but before we get to Eric, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can actually subscribe to the International Forecaster, and why they should subscribe to the International Forecaster.
Well, the Forecaster is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world, published for now 23 years. And we publish on Wednesdays and Saturdays by internet. It runs around 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy, which goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. And everything that you need to know each week is in that publication. You can receive a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com. You can also go to www.intforecaster.com, intforecaster.com. And for those of you who have questions or would like a copy, or would like a copy of our latest report on gold and silver shares, you can email us, and that address is Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. Bob at intforecaster.com. And for those of you who would like to call toll-free, that phone number is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Eric now, who's calling us from Michigan. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Eric, do you have a question or comment?
Yes. These credit default swaps and collateralized debt obligations and derivatives, I've been hearing Lester Tarpley's program, and he seems to think that those, if I'm not mistaken, he thinks they should all be made illegal. And apparently, until 1982, they were illegal.
Now, you're talking about credit default swaps, or you're talking about gold?
No. He was identifying the crux of the monetary morass in the derivative market, the CDOs, and credit default swaps.
All right, fine.
And so I was wondering if Bob could explain the origin of these, who authorized their creation, and aren't they actually in reality fraudulent in nature?
Well, I can't rightly answer that, but I can say this, that the evolutionary process started around 1989, 1990, and they started to pick up speed early in the 90s. When I told people in the publication about these derivatives, which it's not only credit default swaps, there's many other kinds, and most of them are custom made and don't trade on exchanges. They're made up by large firms like J.P. Morgan Chase, and they serve a purpose, but they have no backing, and they're just purely gambling. It's like a casino. And as the years went on, they created more and more, and now we're talking in total of about $1.4 or $1.5 quadrillion worth. And if you think of it this way, if only 5% of them fail, the whole world goes crashing. That's why it's so important to be out of all currencies, all of them. What you want is gold and silver, coins, bullion, and shares. That's very, very important, because in the end, all of the paper is just going to go down the toilet.
Basically, a derivative is like an insurance policy that you buy on a loan or something of that sort to make sure you get paid back. The problem is the fellow who sells the insurance policy doesn't have any money. Why would you borrow buy an insurance policy from somebody who didn't have any money? Well, they're rich, and they hope, of course, it doesn't all come down at one time. But, of course, they're totally fraudulent. They violate every rule of sound economics, and they're a recipe for disaster, and those are the good things you can say about them. Anything else, Eric?
Yeah, Bob just said that gold and silver stocks would be a good investment, especially at a presumed that don't have enough money to buy Bitcoin. I guess silver coins are still, are those still readily available?
Yes, they are. You see little trias from time to time about what's better than what, and it doesn't make any difference. You buy some of each, whether it's silver eagles, libidads from Mexico, or private label, you know, 1 ounce, I don't know, you can't call them coins, but they have another name for them. And so there's plenty of product out there. It could dry up somewhat in the future with large demand worldwide, and that's a distinct possibility. And more, I think, in gold coins and silver coins. But there's plenty of things out there to buy right now. And I tell people, look, you might have a core position you've already bought in, say, coins and shares. And what you do is you go out every month and buy more. It's as simple as that. You don't want paper money. Mm-hmm. You just don't.
Okay.
Hey, Bob, what if, real quick, Dr. Stanton, just, if someone had invested, say, $5,000 or $10,000 on your recommendations, Bob, say, 10 years ago, what would you accurately predict it would have been worth now?
Well, first of all, 11 years ago, the gold was $262 an ounce. So it's pretty obvious what a bullion coin did. They're selling for 18, we'll say 1800. And so there's been a great game. I don't know what the percentages are. Silver is 350. It's around $41. That's pretty good. Agnico Eagle, which is a gold mining stock, was $5. It's around 70. It's been higher. And we have Gold Corp was $5. It's around 54. Mindfinders was 80 cents. It's close to $18. We had Silver Standard at 80 cents. It went to $45. And some of the smaller ones, we buy them at 80 cents and sell them at $5, dependent. And so there's been tremendous gains. Historically, the big money is made in the shares because the price of doing business might go up with inflation, but the price of gold and silver go up faster. So the leverage is enormous. So a company that's making $2 a share this year at $3,000 gold may make $6 next year. That's a lot of money.
Okay, Eric, I got to run because we have other callers. So basically, thanks for calling. And let's go right now to, we have Tom calling from Spokane. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But ladies and gentlemen, do not delay. Do not delay and put things off. Certainly move now because certainly a few months it could be far too late. We don't know what's going to happen. People keep waiting for the price of gold to drop to buy. You never know what's going to happen. Tom, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, I got a question for Bob. Good evening, gentlemen. Always a pleasure. I'm a little on the other end of the spectrum. Instead of gold and silver and platinum, I'm more down in the aluminum, brass, copper, scrap iron, and metal. The prices have been way up for months now, and iron and steel particularly. What I'm wondering is it just a bubble? Are we riding the effects of an inflation as far as like any other commodity like corn or wheat or cotton? Or do you think there is a concerted effort by industrialized countries or up-and-coming countries like, say, China? I remember back in the 30s, I wasn't alive then, but during the Depression then, the Japanese came through and bought all the old steam engines and the farm equipment. And, of course, we know what happened a few years later. I was just wondering what your comments are on that. Like I say, prices have been way high, and lead in particular. And, of course, we know what lead ends up being melted down into, not just car batteries, but I was just wondering what your thoughts were that, and I'll take my comment off the air, let some other people get in. Always enjoy your program.
All right, thanks. Fine. Thank you so much, Tom. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What are your thoughts on what Tom is saying? He's into a lot of other commodities, and metal, scrap iron, lead, things like that.
Well, I think, first of all, the commodities that probably will not precipitously come down in value are edibles. And that would be, you know, beans, wheat, and barley, and things like that. They can't continue to cause famine in the world by using corn to make ethanol. That's going to stop somewhere along the way, but it's still not going to be able to be enough food for the people of the world. So I find myself feeling stronger about the prospects for that part of the commodity complex. There'll come a time, I believe, that the price of commodities in the ones he was speaking of, steel and iron and pig iron and all of those things, aluminum, nickel, I think they will go down in value eventually. And when will that happen? If I had to guess, I would say probably around 2020. And that leaves in the bull market as inflation gets higher and we lead into hyperinflation, that the cost of those base metals will go higher. So we're looking at another 8 or 9 years, maybe less, but we're all guessing anyway. During that period of time, gold and silver will do much better because they're thinner markets. And we'll reach a point with base metals of one kind or another where demand will start to fall. And inflation will stop and deflation will begin. And that means that those prices will come down at some time in the future. Gold and silver are different. Gold is a monetary metal and silver is a semi-monetary metal. The people who run things would like to think that it's not that way, but it is. And you have three reasons why gold goes up. It's a monetary metal, so in its monetary value, it would go higher. We have inflation. That would make gold and silver go higher. But the thing that gold and silver have that others don't have is that it is always used historically in a flight to quality. And that's what we're seeing now. We're seeing a flight to quality. The only thing that's real money, that doesn't owe anybody anything, immutable, indestructible, probably all the gold that's ever been found, is still above the earth in somebody's safe or whatever. And it's been the ultimate money. So you might have gold, let's say, hypothetically, it went to $10,000, and let's say that silver went to $1,000. And the world went into depression, and the commodities went down. And the question is, will gold and silver go down? Well, it all depends on the specie, the U.S. dollar, Swiss franc, whatever it is. How are they doing? Are they still continuing to devalue over the periods of time? Are they, when gold's 10,000, will they still be stable currencies? Probably not. And so people are going to be reluctant to get rid of gold at any price, unless it's a combination of, well, here's two gold coins, I'll buy that big building over there. I mean, that can happen, and I've seen it happen historically during the Great Depression. And so we never know what's going to happen out there in finality, but we do know what history teaches us, and that is that they are the two places to be.
All right, I think Bob's absolutely right. Sydney, our guest has been Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. America is facing a period of chaos and crisis. We're going to see a lot of instability in this country as the whole monetary structure of our nation comes down. You need, of course, to get the information. You need to be prepared for it, and then, of course, to pray that God will be merciful upon our nation. Well, Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program, so why don't you leave us with your words of wisdom?
Well, I think...
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Out there in the listening audience, and you listen to us on a regular basis, and you agree with me that we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being played out on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield. We hope that you'll want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We've had some very generous gifts to help us. We have picked up a new station. It's in Southern California, KMET, down there in the Riverside Banning area. I think that's where it's located. We have another station down in Southern California. And then, of course, we have our stations in Los Angeles and in Modesto and here in the Central Coast of California. So we've got pretty good coverage of the state of California. We need a lot more coverage there. Because when people start listening to our program, they start out thinking we're crazy, and before long, they're afraid we're not. And gradually, people can begin to break the control that exists over their minds and begin to see things as they really are. We invite you to challenge anything we say, and if we say something, we'll try to be able to document it for you. We can't always, but usually we can quite adequately. We are dealing with a number of secret and covert organizations, specifically why I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Understand the background of the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission. Understand they control both political parties and make mockery out of the electoral process. You need to read Brotherhood of Darkness and or get the Brotherhood of Darkness special with the book, the DVD, and the audio tape so that you can listen to it a number of times and get the facts down. Then, of course, we do hope that you will get my talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret and the syllabus as it goes with that. We hope that, of course, you'll get some of our other material. If you're interested in the weather, we have a DVD, Weather as a Weapon. That's a DVD by Bob Fletcher, Weather as a Weapon, a four-tape set on weather control. A book called Weather Warfare, written by Jerry Smith, a friend, before he passed away. We have certainly four-tape sets on HAARP and a book on HAARP. We have four-tape sets, certainly on chemtrails, and certainly you want to come to hear Rosalind Peterson. She's going to be with us next hour, but you want to hear Rosalind Peterson. We're having an all-day conference at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course here in the Monterey Bay area on the 23rd of October, and we do hope you can come. That's the all-day conference, and you want your reservations. You're going to have to get your hotel reservations. You're going to get them very, very soon because they're going to be not available here after next week. But right now, you can still get them. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 for your reservations for the all-day conference. We're serving lunch. We have to know how many people are going to be there. We hope many of you, of course, will want to get the material on what's happening financially. And it's certainly the best book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. We have other books on this, Financial Meltdown and Rollo and Financial Rollback by Tom Wood. They're excellent books from a gentleman who's with the von Mises Institute. If you want to really understand inflation, you need to get the little book that was written over 150 years ago by Andrew Dickinson White. And, of course, it tells you the story of what happened in France after the French Revolution. And as you read that book and you look and see what's happening today, it's like deja vu all over again. Fiat money inflation in France. We have, of course, the excellent book written in 1899 by Mr. Walther, a lawyer, The Coming Battle. And it's the story of how the banks are going to take over control of our government. Ladies and gentlemen, they do control our government today. The Federal Reserve is not a government corporation. It's owned by the banks, created by the banks. Its purpose to enrich the banks and impoverish the American people. But behind that are powerful spiritual forces. And, of course, you need to get my little pamphlet on the Andrew Jackson. It's available, but they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion, delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Rosalind Peterson. And Rosalind worked for many years from the Department of Agriculture, and she's an expert on soil and trees and Sydney. That was her job, was to analyze a tree and agriculture. And basically, of course, she's spending her time now researching the subject of contrails, certainly of geoengineering of the atmosphere, and there's nobody who has a better grasp of what's going on. You really will want to come to our all-day conference. Certainly Rosalind will be one of the guests there. And what most people don't understand is they are geoengineering our atmosphere. Now they hold congressional hearings and they talk about, well, maybe we ought to try it, but there might be some serious consequences. Ladies and gentlemen, they're already doing it. They're simply lying to the American people, and we're seeing disastrous changes in the weather. We're seeing a massive flooding in the central part of the country. We're seeing the massive droughts in Texas and Kansas. Recently, I think 1,550 homes have been lost in Texas, certainly with the wildfires. And, of course, the background for similar tragedies are here in California, especially if we have more in the way of lightning strikes. And then, of course, we've seen dramatic changes in the weather. And question is, why? Is this happening by accident, or is this by intent? Well, it's all top secret. You can't find out. We do know that Zygmunt Brzezinski, writing back in 1970 in a book called Between Two Ages at the bottom of page 57, talks about how by the year 2018, we're going to be able to create storms and droughts and new diseases, but very few people in government need to know. Very few people in government need to know, so it's all compartmentalized because they don't want the common people to understand what the elite are doing, as they simply re-engineer our entire economy, re-engineer our atmosphere, and it's all about an elite playing God. Rosalind, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's a pleasure to be here with you today.
Well, you go right ahead. You pick up the story because you're the experts on it. You've done the research.
Well, geoengineering can involve the oceans. It can involve the very Earth itself, and it can involve the atmosphere around the Earth. And what concerns us now under the topic today is solar radiation management, and that means putting particles and chemicals into the atmosphere around us that will reduce the amount of direct sunlight reaching the Earth. The particles and chemicals could be aluminum, sulfur, barium, and a whole host of other particles or gases that are injected into the atmosphere. And once there, this is on a worldwide basis, the entire environment that surrounds us, our atmosphere, will be used as an experimental physics laboratory. The UK Parliament and the US House Science and Technology Committee is working on geoengineering projects at this time, joint projects, and in funding these joint projects. And what happens now is that we already are engaged in geoengineering programs. Worldwide weather modification programs are just one example. The persistent jet contrails that we see above us that turn our skies into, according to NASA, man-made clouds and white haze, that's another form of geoengineering, which is actually, according to Stanford University studies and NASA studies, other university studies, is showing that this is exacerbating global warming because it's trapping
the heat. Hold that thought. Go right ahead, Rosalind. You're just saying that certainly what they're doing is exacerbating global warming. And, of course, we know if you have a greenhouse, why, of course, the greenhouse is hot because the sun's rays can get into the greenhouse, but the heat can't get out of the greenhouse. And a greenhouse actually aggravates global the temperature. And so the greenhouse effect, which is what they're trying to create, will aggravate global warming. It's almost like they're like trying to create the very thing that they're trying to prevent. That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense, considering that Stanford University research now by several professors and the university itself is showing that aviation impacts on, for example, the melting in Alaska and the Arctic are due in great part to aviation cloud cover, the water vapor that jets release when they fly due to their combustion, and also the man-made cloud cover that traps the heat and causes these areas to warm.
Now, I think it's important that people understand what Rosin is talking about is the contrails that come from the jets. And the contrails, of course, contain moisture. They contain particulate matter from the jet fuel combustion. And they create clouds that cover our sky on a routine basis, especially in areas where there's heavy airline traffic. And certainly the routine contrails can lead to increasing clouds. Is that correct?
That's correct. And NASA does admit that this is causing increasing cloud cover from aviation, all types, military and commercial, all types of aviation impacts. But the problem here is that instead of saying we're going to reduce these problems, what the scientists and these so-called climate scientists are talking about is putting these particles and chemicals into the atmosphere, injecting them by various methods into the atmosphere to reduce more direct sunlight from reaching the Earth. And also this will exacerbate this already man-made cloud cover and make things much worse.
Well, basically what they're talking about is putting the particulate matter up, and then, of course, with the idea that these sun rays are going to come down and then bounce off roof that we put over the Earth and go back into space. The problem is, if the sun rays get through this particulate matter, and they will, then they can't bounce off the Earth and get away, and we'll actually have more in the way of global warming. Would that be a fair analysis?
That's a very fair analysis of the issue. And we know...
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Rosalind Peterson. Well, this is Dr. Stanton. I guess it's Rosalind Peterson. And basically, of course, we're talking about the fact that what the government is doing, all these engineers, these scientists are doing, is putting particulate material into the atmosphere under the guise that we're going to create a cap up there made up of aluminum, titanium, barium, sulfur. Why, of course, because there's this cap up there over the skies and the atmosphere, why it's going to reflect the sun's light and cut down on global warming. What it's going to do, really, is have a greenhouse effect, and the sun's rays are going to come down. But because of what we're doing, we're not going to be able to have the sun rays bounce back into space, and this is going to warm the atmosphere exactly the opposite from what we're told it was designed to do. And I do not for one minute believe these scientists are stupid. They have to know exactly what they're doing. Anybody who has a greenhouse knows how a greenhouse works. And we're creating a gigantic greenhouse of the Earth that is only going to increase our temperature with, of course, what consequences. But go right ahead, Rosalind.
So in this context, what is happening here is that the UK right now in Britain is funding, along with us, some of these experiments. And they're starting to say, well, we're going to do these small experiments in preparation for the worldwide experiment. So it isn't going to be that anyone is going to escape. They're going to establish that these new experiments
and we've got some
will
songs,
be worldwide,
we're going to go
that
far,
they will go on
so
for years
back,
and years,
that it's going to be
and
older.
That as these particles and chemicals come back down to Earth, contaminating our air, our water, our soil, impacting crop production, impacting soil pH, polluting our waters. All of this is going to happen, and so we're going to have more acid rain, more tree decline. All of these things are a disaster in the making. And yet, now we're starting to hear that, well, we're going to implement these field tests. We're going to pay millions of dollars, and one of them that's going to be implemented, for example, to add to all the others we have, one of them is they're going to put this giant pipe. It was written about in the Guardian newspaper on August 31st, 2011, and they're going to put a giant pipe and a balloon into the atmosphere, and they're going to pump water into the sky in this climate experiment. And they said, well, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to test it just with water, and we're going to put water into the troposphere and see what happens. And if we can pump it up through this pipe held up by a balloon, then what we're going to do is we're going to start adding particles, and we're going to start adding other things that we inject into the atmosphere. Well, one of the things that this experiment they brought out is that they are also going to put salt particles into the atmosphere in a cloud whitening experiment. So when you have water vapor and then you have a particle, the water vapor will surround the particle, turning into a droplet. Well, the idea is that if we whiten the clouds, we reflect sunlight away from the earth, supposedly to cool us down. And so, therefore, they call it the cloud whitening experiment because it's supposed to reflect more solar radiation away from, or direct sunlight away from the earth. However, when this water rains out with this salt in it, it's going to make our croplands unproductive over a period of time because it'll rain out in our forest lands. It'll pollute our water. It'll change our soil, make it unproductive for crop production. It's going to harm the trees. It's going to have an adverse effect. And so what's happening is that these experiments, even though they sound relatively benign, are going to have catastrophic consequences. The scientists themselves that are promoting this admit, yes, if we do this, we're going to have unintended consequences. We're going to have acid rain. We're going to have health problems if we put up, for example, sulfur particulates in the air. But our experiment is worth the price that all the people living on Earth will have to pay in the form of poor health and declining tree populations, lower crop production.
How can they possibly make that decision, that determination for all the rest of us people here on Earth? It sounds to me like they're playing God.
That's absolutely correct, and that's why we have to go head down to the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate, and we have to say, look, we're not going to allow you to go up and to turn our atmosphere into a physics laboratory for scientists to experiment on, where we know that certain things could happen that could harm the Earth and destroy our environment. And that's why we need to start to talk about this issue, what it means to all of us, and what the costs are for this before we start to engage in experimentation.
And I think people have to understand that this whole idea of geoengineering, and you can go up on the internet and read about it, and certainly Rosen has written about it extensively. Ed Griffin put together a very good film called What in the Earth Are They Spraying? And of course, there might be a few things Rosen would disagree with, but certainly Ed Griffin's film basically gives the whole idea that they are geoengineering. What about that film that Sidney Alex Jones made? You were going to send me a copy of that.
Oh, I forgot. I'm so sorry. But I will get you a copy of
that. Would, because I'm really looking forward to seeing that. Is that ready for production? He's certainly never put that out as yet. I think it's
such
a vital.
No, because
we've tried to buy it from him, and they say it's not done.
Well, he was going to put it into four parts, but I have at least part one.
All right, fine.
So I will ship it to you. And also, people can see it on the CaliforniaSkyWatch.com.
Now, is that all four parts or just the one part?
It's the one part on the homepage right now.
Fine.
That's all I have.
All right, fine. So we can't even buy the one parts yet, so we'd very much like to get it.
Okay, I will do that. So, but what happens is that this geoengineering scheme, they're going to use the Earth's atmosphere as a physics laboratory. And they say, well, if we make a mistake, or we can always stop. But the intent here is never to stop. The intent here is to keep increasing the number and the scope and the parameter of these programs constantly. And people won't know who's doing which program. Bill Gates is involved in the cloud whitening program. He's the man of Microsoft fame. And just because he has money and he made money in Microsoft, I don't think that gives him the right to go and just and to fund some of these projects, which are very, very questionable and could impact all of us.
In fact, this whole idea of putting salt up into the clouds to whiten them could have a profound impact, certainly upon the soil, the ability of the soil to produce. And this could have certainly destroyed large segments of our agriculture, couldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, and even now, when we talk about solar radiation management, this is a geoengineering scheme to reduce the amount of direct sunlight reaching the Earth. The jets leaving the persistent contrails are already doing this. And so we're seeing a drop in solar panel power production because of the man-made cloud cover. And NASA says, yes, the jets are producing this man-made cloud cover. The jets are changing the climate, and so we're having an effect because when we take the NOAA listing of 66 weather modification programs going on across the United States, we add the fact that the jets are changing the climate, and we add the fact that they're reducing the amount of sunlight reaching the Earth. This is lowering crop production, lowering solar panel power output. This is changing the climate. And so we have to look at these issues about what we're already doing, not add more so-called fixes. We have to start subtracting from the mix because we're already having a tremendous impact.
Now, you have mentioned, of course, you live up in Plumas County. And basically, is it Plumas County where you live?
No, I live in Mendocino County.
Mendocino, well, it's sort of up in that area, but there's tremendous amount of jet plane activity up there, flying back and forth, leaving these contrails. Now, this is not commercial jets, basically. You know, there's no commercial or very little commercial jet traffic up there. And yet, of course, they are going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And they're creating the clouds up there. And, of course, we know that it is altering the aluminum in the snowpack. It's altering the aluminum in the water. It's altering the aluminum in the soil because all of this has been measured. And Rosalind has participated in some of this. And it's certainly altering then the aluminum in the bark of the trees and in the roots of the trees and in the plants. Would you like to develop how the aluminum that they are precipitating out all across our country is devastating our trees and our agriculture?
Yes, I can talk about that. And what I want to talk about is that we are putting trimethyl aluminum, aluminum oxide, barium. We are putting a whole host of toxic chemicals into the atmosphere's experiments. The U.S. Navy is doing this via rocket releases. The U.S. Air Force is doing this. NASA is supplying the rockets a lot of times and the technology to do this. So what's happening is that this aluminum, for example, gets into tree roots. And when it gets into tree roots, it starts to restrict the amount of water and the amount of nutrients that trees can uptake through the root system. Once aluminum gets in the roots, then this process becomes restricted, and the trees look like they're dying of drought. And aluminum also changes the pH of the soil so that your crops don't produce, you don't have good crop production. It changes the pH of the soil so that certain types of animal life and marine life aren't going to be doing as well.
Let me interrupt you for just a moment. If you'd like to talk to Rosalind, our telephone number is 888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. Rosalind, go right ahead.
Well, in...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Other than the people such as myself, Alex, and a few others, very, very few people have wanted to get her information out. Now, where she mentioned the Channel 2. Where is Channel 2? Is that in Sacramento or where?
No, Channel 2 is Oakland, San Francisco. It's okay. KTVU Channel 2. And that their program is still online, talking about weather modification. And I walked into Channel 2 and gave them some information about weather modification. And their science advisor looked it up, said it's true. So then he interviewed me and he interviewed PG&E. And, of course, they had to admit that they were doing the program. And then this precipitated people in Siskiyou County telling PG&E, no, we don't want this weather modification enhancement there. And then the people of Plumas County now, who have been suffering from either drought conditions produced by PG&E or have been suffering from too much snow enhancement, having to dig themselves out and other disasters, in Plumas County are beginning to object at the local level to say, no, we think that you should pay for these disasters because you've enhanced the snow in one area, but also you put surrounding areas into drought.
Well, you know, is there any way we could get the people there in Texas, you know, to begin bringing losses? People have lost their homes. I mean, 1,550 homes have been lost in Texas due to the wildfires And that's because of the drought. When you take the water out, and apparently they're certainly they're precipitating the snow in the Colorado area, and then, of course, the water ordinarily doesn't then go on to the next step, which would be Texas and Kansas. So we're having droughts there, and, of course, we're having excessive amounts of snow in Colorado. Don't people understand that we're destroying our agriculture? We're destroying our forests, and certainly we're seeing so many areas where, of course, the trees are dying. Do you think the trees are dying directly as a direct result of this geoengineering and the toxins that we're putting in the atmosphere?
I think that there's a combination of the jets that leave persistent contrails changing our weather with the man-made clouds. I believe that the lack of direct sunlight because of the cloud cover, direct sunlight reaching the earth is being reduced. That would have an impact on your trees because it would hold the heat in and it would allow the pests to grow at night instead of freezing temperatures killing the pests. So you have this vicious cycle from the programs that we're implementing. And then you have this vicious cycle of environmental degradation. Also, the jets, this massive geoengineering program that the jets are engaged in producing these man-made clouds, in reducing the amount of direct sunlight reaching the earth, they're having an impact on human health. There's an epidemic of lack of vitamin D in people across the United States because they don't get enough vitamin D from direct sunlight hitting their skins, and all of us are suffering in some way from this. But children are starting to have rickets in the United States. It's a bone disease where you don't get enough vitamin D. So the health problems on my website, for example, there's a vitamin D section, and it talks about the almost hundreds of health effects that are associated from the lack of vitamin D in humans, and we haven't even looked at the research on what it does to plants and animals, other than the lack of direct sunlight reduces the photosynthesis process, and that's going to lower crop production, and that's going to disturb tree health and cause declines also.
Well, are we seeing, though, declines in some of our other crops, like certainly in wheat or in corn, or certainly you mentioned the what it's doing to the trees, but what about certainly our crops? What about our fruits, things, and vegetables? Do we have any idea what effect that geoengineering is having there?
Well, we know that it's changing the soil pH. That's one. But the second thing is that when you reduce photosynthesis or direct sunlight reaching the earth, the University of Illinois did a corn crop study in which they stated that increasing cloud cover is lowering crop production. And if you have normal rainfall and if you have normal rain and then direct sunlight reaching the earth, corn crop production increases. But when you put the man-made clouds over, corn crop and other types of production will drop.
Okay, well, you hang on there. Our guest is Rosalind Peterson. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What Rosalind says is correct. I mean, we've been to our website, we've looked at the scientific studies that are there, and you'll certainly, when we get back from the break, you'll certainly want to go there. But if you have a question for Rosalind or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I wonder why you don't hear this on CBS.
Grateful for a land so fair.
Stan Mag here, our guest is Rosalind Peterson. We're talking about geoengineering of the atmosphere and the disastrous results of this. Now, have they actually been able to check, you know, on the crop yields? Has there been any decrease in the crop yields, or is this more or less speculation?
Oh, no. The University of Illinois was a large corn crop study, and this was not speculation. The results of the study showed that in areas where they had direct sunlight and normal weather, that the corn crop production went up. And when they had increasing cloud cover, then corn crop production dropped. The other thing I can tell you is that early this spring, we had so much man-made cloud cover here in Mendocino County from the jets that they talked about the fact that the cross-pollination with the grapes was hindered, and therefore the grape crops are going to be much less this year than normal because they didn't get enough direct sunlight, and they suffered under this man-made cloud cover for months well into June, so that the grapevines didn't really get enough direct sunlight to really grow healthy and strong early enough to do much pollination.
And it's just, with everything you do, there's the possibility of complications. Is anybody really studying this in the government to see the disastrous results of these experiments they're carrying out on us, using the American people, certainly for all intents and purposes, laboratory animals in their macabre experiments? Is anybody pointing out the disastrous effects that actually are taking place today?
Not much, or if they are conducting studies, they're not talking about them very often. But we're beginning to see more and more studies being promoted and initiated and funded because they're trying to figure out why they're having some of the problems that we're describing. And there are more and more studies like Stanford studies.
Okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Rosalind Peterson because she's talking about how there's been definite studies that show suddenly if you don't get enough sunlight, where the crops, the corn doesn't develop well up there where she lives there in Mendocino County. Of course, they've had this constant cloud cover produced by these multiple jets. You see, these are not commercial jets. These are military jets flying back and forth. Rosalind, is there anything that they could do to change the composition of jet fuel so we would not get the disastrous effect? In other words, is there anything we could do to change the particulate structure or the chemical structure of the exhaust from jets that might very well make it less toxic to the atmosphere?
Absolutely. And there have been some studies done even by the U.S. Air Force, which are documented in some of the Pentagon reports that I've read, where they had studied doing this so that the jets would not leave these big plumes where they could cut down, in other words, the jet air pollution that they cause. So we know that there's been studies conducted. However, because people don't understand the implication of what we're engaged in right now, no one is talking about a reduction and implementing those, in other words, those mitigating measures, much like we've cut down the exhaust that cars, you know, automobile pollution, for example, with engines, we've cut down that, the amount of pollution over the years. Well, we could do the same for the jets. We already know and have the technology to do this. But instead of subtracting from the pollution load, instead of reducing the number of contrails flying or flying at heights that don't leave them, instead of reducing the emissions, what we're doing is we're saying, oh, no, we're going to geoengineer. We're going to add more chemicals, more particles to the atmosphere. We're going to do more damage in order to mitigate these problems. And that's not a solution. That just makes things worse.
I certainly agree with you totally. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464 8295 here in the Central Coast of California if you have a question for Rosalind. Rosalind, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your websites, and you have a couple of them, what they're going to find if they get to your websites.
Well, I have two websites. They're interconnected through a categories section where all the things that I have on the website are listed alphabetically. So you can go to the agriculturedefensecoalition.org, and that's agriculturedefensecoalition.org, or you can go to californiaskywatch.com. I have two sections on geoengineering, the U.S. Senate hearing final reports, the U.K. Parliament reports on geoengineering. There are two sections there. It talks about the methods, the different types of schemes, who's conducting them, which ones are ongoing. There's an entire wealth of information about the upcoming projects, the one in The Guardian on August 31st of this month, which talks about putting salt particles and water into the atmosphere using a balloon. And it talks about other experiments. You can look at lack of vitamin D and the health effects, human health effects, from the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, UC Berkeley. You can read about it from Kaiser Permanente, a health, big health plan that's insurance company that's in California. They all talk about increasing rickets, increasing health effects from lack of vitamin D, bone disease in seniors and children. They talk about all, I was stunned when I saw the list of things that a lack of vitamin D can cause. And so we talk about solar radiation management, reducing the amount of direct sunlight reaching the earth. There's a section on solar panel power production and how a lack of direct sunlight and the cloud cover made from the jets and the white haze all reduces the amount of solar panel power output. So when we talk about being, in other words, more energy efficient, when we talk about using less polluting ways of producing power, right away we're beginning to restrict that by talking about reducing the amount of direct sunlight reaching the earth through geoengineering projects.
And, of course, what's the absurdity of this? Of course, we can't allow burning. We couldn't allow them to all burn, for instance, refuse at the garbage dump because, of course, we don't want to put certainly particulate matter into the atmosphere, and yet they're intentionally putting the particulate matter in the atmosphere. They say, you know, burning is bad. Anything you burn is, of course, you're going to lead to greenhouse effect, and yet they are intentionally creating the greenhouse effect. They say one thing, they do the other. The average person has no idea what's going on because there's an organized, orchestrated, concerted effort to confuse the American people until I believe it's going to be too late, and they're going to effectively destroy our agriculture, destroy our soil, destroy our ability to create the food, and then they're going to say, oh, shucks, we had no idea what we're doing, and ladies and gentlemen, they know exactly what they're doing, and you better get involved and find out if what Rosalind is saying is true, and I assure you that it is. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we have Craig calling from Southern California with a question for our guest. Hi, Craig, do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Dr. Stan. It's been a while since I've called in, but I do have a question, and that is how the geoengineering corresponds to the global warming. Is it just what I'm wondering is if they're using global warming to obfuscate the fact they're doing this geoengineering and they're blaming it on global warming. Does your guest have any comment about that?
Yes. I have two comments. Backed up by some of my research, which I put online, one of the things is that we know that the jets, according to NASA and even recent in the last 4 or 5 years, Stanford University studies, showing that the jets are exacerbating the warming. In other words, these clouds trap and hold the heat in. There is talk, And there has been talk from in history about warming up some of the areas, the frozen areas of the Arctic or Alaska, in order for commercial companies like Shell Oil and others to go in and exploit the natural resources. And one of the most fantastic places where warming is happening, not only in Alaska, but is in the Arctic. And right now there's a big military presence of Russia. There's a military presence of the United States. Our submarines are in there, according to CNN. And the countries around the Arctic, like Canada and Denmark and other countries, are all going to be in a battle to see who can extract those resources at this time, because they're only accessible if that area stays in a melting and keeps warming, and therefore allows more and more access into the frozen areas so that the natural resources can be stripped or mined out of those areas. So when we talk about warming, we know from Stanford studies that aviation is warming those areas. Commercial and military aviation is causing a warming of those areas because they're producing this man-made cloud cover. There is no motivation to stop the warming in those areas, in my belief, because we want to get in and we want to extract the natural resources, the oil, the natural gases, the minerals in those areas. And the only way we can do it, and it has prevented us from doing it in the past, is if we keep those areas frozen. And with the Stanford studies showing clearly that a majority of the warming is beginning to be caused by aviation in those areas, then there's a motivation to warm other areas and other around the world that are frozen in order to extract the natural resources from those areas as well. So the warming, so when we talk about warming, we're on the one side, aviation is causing a warming problem. Even NASA studies going back to 1975 show that they've known this for years. So if we wanted to really stop any type of global warming, we could definitely curtail the jets and change the type of combustion, do different things, stop any spraying or other activities, weather modification activities. We could actually reverse the process, but I don't think that there's a financial motivation
and
to
I think
do so.
I think it's important, Craig, to understand that basically we're talking about two things. We're talking about the contrails from the jets, and they could certainly counter that with certain modifications of jet fuel in the engines. The secondly is the active spraying of these particles by rockets and other means of getting them up there. And actually putting this particulate matter, the aluminum, certainly the barium, the sulfur, the other products, up there intentionally to create a cap over the atmosphere. Does that answer your question? The two components, don't get them confused. One is normal, and the other,
really,
of course, is intentional.
Yeah, no. What I'm pointing out is the diabolical nature of the people that we're dealing with.
You're absolutely right.
On one hand, they're geoengineering and they're creating warming. And then on the other hand, they've got Al Gore running around saying, oh, we've got this global warming happening, and it's all because of your cars, and it's all because of your industry, and it's all because of this one. The global warming is probably being caused by them through the geoengineering.
That's true, but we really are not having that much, at least the global warming. In other words, if you look at the overall atmosphere, we're not getting the global warming. We're actually getting global cooling in many areas, and of course it all has to do with the sun. Now, you can alter this certainly locally with spraying, with the contrails, and certainly you can do this by altering the consistency of the atmosphere. But in the final analysis, it's going to be the sun that's doing it. And right now, you're beginning to hear people saying, "Oh well, it's certainly the global warming that's lead to global cooling." Because if you look at the figures in many areas, why actually we're having global cooling. So when man tries to play God, and that's really what's happening, Usually man is going to lose out and God's going to win. This is what's happening. But you're right, it's all hypocrisy. And Al Gore knows what, of course, he's doing, but he's laughing all the way to the bank. Anything else, Greg?
No, not at this time.
God bless and thanks.
Thank you, Dr.
Very good point. Okay, again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And ladies and gentlemen, the major media is not going to cover this. This is why you need to get Dov Roslin's material and why you need to help get this out. We are under attack today. We're not under attack from the terrorists. Remember that we had the underwear bomber, but see, the underwear didn't explode. And we had the shoe bomber, but oh, shucks, the shoe didn't explode. And we had the smoke bomber, Times Square smoke bomber. But this guy, poor kid, goes all the way to Pakistan because he hates America. They teach him, the Al-Qaeda, the wicked Al-Qaeda, teach him how to make this bomb that will smoke. How could you possibly, when these guys are pretty smart, these terrorists, they know how to make a bomb that'll go off. They're going off all the time in Afghanistan and Iraq. Why would they teach this boy to make a bomb that would smoke? Well, I suspect that the bomb wasn't supposed to go off. He doesn't know that. He'll spend the rest of his life in prison. A justifier he should be, because, of course, he was taken in by this whole scam. So basically, they want to focus our attention on the external enemy, but the real enemy that is destroying our atmosphere and destroying our crops and ultimately will be destroying the lives of our people are right here. And they're working at our major universities, and they're working within our Congress. And I thought one of the interesting things about Ed Griffin's film entitled What in the World Are They Spraying? Is you see the people there at the Congressional Office Building approaching the congressman and asking him about geoengineering. And you've never seen congressmen move so fast. They want to get away. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know that they're destroying our planet. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And our guest, Roslyn Peterson. Now, suddenly, Roslyn, as this whole story unfolds, are we seeing, certainly in certain areas of the country now, a declining crop production?
Yes, we are. Due to weather events, due to having increasing cloud cover, which reduces crop production. In other words, we're beginning to see the effects across the United States of some of our experiments.
Now, what about the trees? Because, of course, that's one of your specialties. And we've heard that certainly the palm trees over in Hawaii are having real problems. How about the trees up there in Mendocino where you work, when you work and live?
The tree decline here, the redwood trees are declining, the oak trees, the Doug fir trees. There's Doug firs on the forest over near the town of Mendocino and Little River in that area, which are declining rapidly. There are dead trees standing in many places. The fire hazard is tremendous. Around my house, I have 5 acres, and the tree decline is beginning to affect all of the trees on our property. We're going to lose, because it's mostly tree covered, we're going to lose, I would say, in the next 5 years, about 3/4 of the trees that are here now. And this is oak and manzanita and all kinds of different trees and plants, and we're losing them because of these programs.
Now, are these trees actually dying then? Is this what's happening?
Yes. And the reason that they're dying is, one, they're not having the normal climate because we have all this man-made cloud cover. So they're not getting enough direct sunlight so that they can grow healthy and strong. The second thing is the jets keep us under such heavy cloud cover at night that we don't drop into the freezing temperatures that would reduce the pest population. Normally, you need so many days of freezing temperatures in order to control all kinds of pests, molds, mildews, fungus, all of it. What's happening is the cloud cover is keeping us so humid from the water vapor and also warmer at night that we don't drop into these cold temperatures, and therefore it allows the pests to proliferate and not be killed. And this is true in Alaska. This is true in Colorado. This is true in many, many areas where they're seeing tree decline, is that the night cloud cover doesn't allow the heat to escape and the temperatures to drop, which would kill a lot of the pests attacking our trees.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's vitally important that you understand what's going on, that you get a copy of this and other tapes of my interviews with Roslyn Peterson, and you go to her website and get the information. We'll be right back in a moment. Well, Roslyn, that was a great, great, great program. You've got 3 minutes to sort of wrap up your thoughts, and then we'll let you go.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. Many decades, these great United States
distribute them as long as you're not selling them. We want you to get the information out. Sound the alarm. This is not imaginary. This is very, very real and very, very dangerous. And this is a worldwide program. But you're not going to hear about this elsewhere. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. We have certainly a DVD on weather as a weapon, as we have a weather four-tape set on weather modification. We have a four-tape set on, pardon me, we have a book on weather warfare. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have a four-tape set on chemtrails. We have a four-tape set on HAARP. We have a book on HAARP. But I would think that certainly Roslyn's material is by far the best material you get. And you can get it by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that, of course, you will want to come to hear her at the all-day conference on the 23rd of October. And, of course, you have to have a reservation. That'll be by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we hope that many of you out there want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us get the information out all across America. And, of course, we're trying to pick up new stations. We actually have a new station in Phoenix, new stations in Utah. We've got this new station in Southern California. They're all expensive. We do need your help. And, of course, if you make a regular pledge or regular support, why, we're going to be able, of course, to pick up more stations. We really have to barter on the prices. They want ridiculous prices. But if they like our material, why, they'll ordinarily make concessions so we can be on their program, which is what they did. Well, certainly all of the stations we've gotten special prices from. We have to, because we can't pay the regular tariff. But there are people out there in the radio industry who recognize that we have an unusual message, they agree with it, and they're helping us. And so, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position to help, but you agree with us, then please pray for Radio Liberty and my wife and my family for our provision and for our protection. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. It's the simplest, straightforward program. I noticed that suddenly up on Amazon, somebody had only given, one fellow gave us, of course, 5 stars. Another one only gave us 3 stars because he said we should have been a lot longer, a lot more information. Well, if you want a longer book, we have Ted Flynn's book, The Hope of the Wicked. The Hope of the Wicked. Really, it's very, very much like my book, but of course it goes into much more detail on many of these issues we talk about, and Aleister Crowley and how he was a Mason for 12 years, a 33rd degree Mason, before he was invited to go into the upper echelons, of course, of the Masonry, the Golden Dawn. And out of the Golden Dawn, he was able to create his own organization, OTO. All of these are Luciferian organizations. The average Mason has no idea what Masonry is all about. It is only the elect, the princes of Masonry, who really know. And this is the way it is with most of these secret and covert organizations. If you want more information on the Bohemian Grove, the Bilderbergers, Skull and Bones, so that we have information on all of them, call us at 1-800-544-8927. If you want to know about the assassination of Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, JFK, if you want to know about the professional assassins who worked for the CIA, Chris, that's in the Deadly Assassins, and the 4 tape set on the Economic Hitman, and you get the book Confessions of Economic Hitman, One Man on the Side, who was there when they were killing people, world leaders.